We feel helpless in the grip of anxiety or chemical dependency or any of the other ways we have of losing control. But what if we could see what's going on in our brains? Would we then be able to control our most damaging compulsions? Neurofeedback practitioners say that we can, and that we can use neurofeedback as a tool to overcome such afflictions as attention deficit disorder, chronic anxiety, and drug addiction. Stephanie Garcia teaches its techniques on Maui, and she's on the line to give us some background. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning, Chris. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Was that an accurate description of the benefits of neurofeedback?
Yeah, that was a really good way of summing it up.
Because it's about visualizing brainwaves at essence, yeah?
It is. What we do is we actually use EEGs, so electroencephalographs, that take the raw data from the brain and brainwave activity, which is reflecting our, you know, our inner physiological activity, our, you know, everything from our blood pressure to heart rate and body temperature. And we use that data in the form of brain waves and feed it back so that you can actually see in action what is happening in the brain and therefore be able to self-regulate those brain waves that become out of balance.
Well, let's say a person is afraid, you know, is in a state of high anxiety about something. Does that look different?
Absolutely. So that person, we'd say, is probably looking at their EEG. They would have high beta. They'd have a high level and amplitude of beta brain waves.
Mm-hmm.
And so we would work to calm that down because that would be most likely a state that person is in a... in a normal environment and an environment where it shouldn't be. So those brainwaves are really good when we're running from lions or something like that, but not so good when we're showing up to the office or, just in our daily dealings with people.
Yeah, presumably in a clinical environment, you'd be in a place, if you were showing anxiety in a situation like that, you'd be in a place where there was nothing immediately to be afraid of, right?
Exactly. And so, so through our questionnaire, we do a 90-point questionnaire before we get started with anyone. And that really gives us a good gauge on the person's, brain chemistry, along with choosing about four main major growth areas that the client wants to see in their own life. People have a pretty good grip of what their ailments are and what they'd like to fix when they come into my office.
Mm-hmm.
And we use the EEG to see, you know, which brain waves are dominant, which centers of the brain are over-aroused or under-aroused. And we're able to then train brain waves to function the way that they're meant to.
Well, Stephanie, let's say somebody comes in who's got a chemical dependency, you know, alcoholism or a drug addiction. And obviously that's going to yield, if they're, let's say they're hurting, that's going to yield an EEG that clearly shows that something's out of whack, right?
It would. People with addiction, they have, a lot of different brain waves that are different from people who are not addicted. And, these rote behaviors just become commonplace. And people who have addiction, their brains have been hijacked. And, it's interesting that you bring up addiction because, EEG biofeedback, which is another name for neurofeedback, has excellent results with people with addiction. It's used, the system I use is actually used in most PROMISES treatment centers all over the nation. And it's the number one neurofeedback system used in mental health facilities.
Well,
here's
the question that comes to mind, Stephanie. You know, somebody who's in that kind of serious trouble with addiction, are they really going to be able to think their way or calm their mind, think their way out of the problem without some kind of, chemical assistance or some more radical type of intervention? Does that can work?
So I think that this is a more radical type of intervention. We find that, with 12-step treatment is effective, and so is talk therapy. But we have found that with neurofeedback, that, you know, with all the studies that have come out, you know, through UCLA and other research centers, that people who use 12 sessions of, or more of neurofeedback, that they tend to remain abstinent from drugs and alcohol for over a year by 70%, which is huge if you look at the typical rates of relapse.
Oh, yeah.
And addiction.
Well, so you're in a session with somebody who is addicted, and you clearly see this in the brainwaves. What do you tell them to do to abate those problems?
Well, you see, I don't really tell them to do anything. Mm-hmm. The software does it itself. What happens is those people typically, they'll do an alpha-theta session. So typically with these people, they have high fear centers, right? Mm-hmm. Their brain has been hijacked by this fear, and early sobriety is very scary because the brain has learned to associate the drug with, you know, the same things as getting air, food, sex, water,
sure.
Right? And
happiness,
so,
yeah.
So when we see this, you know, what we typically do is we decrease beta, which is, you know, the fight or flight, right? The fear centers that cause people to, you know, abate from treatment and leave treatment, which, by the way, neurofeedback keeps people in treatment upwards of 60% longer than people who don't use neurofeedback, which is just astounding. But we use alpha theta training. So what that does is it increases the thinking part of the brain. It increases the meditative part of the brain. The Chicago Tribune calls it brain paint, the system I use, as like meditation on steroids. And the person's able to, instead of having their, you know, their fear centers hijacked, once they get a trigger, you know, they see a trigger or they see stress, a stressor that'll remind them of the drug, remind them of that relationship that they feel that they need in order to survive. But instead of going straight to the fear centers, and you hear the stories of people that just say, I was just driving along and I turned into the liquor store. I had no idea, you know, I didn't even think about it. Instead of that, what happens is we find people with neurofeedback, it calms down the alpha centers. The alpha's the alpha brainwave is the idle rhythm of the cortex.
I'm sorry to interrupt. We're almost out of time, but it does sound as if there's enormous possibilities here. We really have to run. Thank you very much for talking with us.
No problem. Well, thank you for having me.
Sure. Stephanie Garcia is a neurofeedback practitioner with an MA in marriage and family counseling, who owns Maui Family Counseling and teaches neurofeedback techniques to social workers, addiction counselors, and marriage and family therapists. You can find out more about her and her work on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.